short of a 40th point, what else do you want from these eight games?
Well, as many points as we possibly can. I think good performances and as many points as we can. You know, we were obviously disappointed against Norwich. Although I didn't think they deserved to win the game. We didn't do enough in the final third, really, to create the chances and the opportunities that we'd have liked. But we've looked at all the stats, and you can't fault the players' effort. You know, we outmatched Norwich in every area apart from scoring goals. And, you know, that's a disappointing thing.
So, in a sense, these things happen, but as long as you get that intensity, you'll be... That's what you want from the players.
We want to go up there tomorrow and have a right go. And you know, like I say, we'll you know, we're trying to do that as best we possibly can. So, you know, it's important that we play that way, and it's important that we do it. But we know it'll be a tough game, and we have to be solid. We have to start with a solid base and then work from there.
Now that you are all but safe, and I can say that, and appreciate you maybe wouldn't want to, but I can say that. In a sense, has next season started for you?
Now, next season's always been in the back of my mind in lots of ways. The one good thing about if we can get that next point is the fact that I can have a look at a few of the academy players as well. I think at the football club there's tremendous talent within the group. And, you know, I want to try and get, if I can, one or two lads in the 18, whether we give them a little bit of time or whether we start them, we'll have to decide. But I'd like to get the players in now and give them the opportunity and a chance of working with the pros. And to be honest, a few of them have already done that and already been part of it. But it'd be nice to do that from now till the end of the season.
That's exactly what I was going to come to. And to say, you know, you would give you the chance to experiment, I don't know whether that's taking it too far, but to give those lads of 17, 18, 19 the opportunity to be around a squad, even if they don't get on the field, must be a real eye-opener for them.
Well, it's what's name, it's an opportunity and a chance, and I think that if the club is running an academy and there's players with talent, then I think you've got to give them the opportunity and the chance, and there's a lot of players down there, I don't think, will make Premier League players, but there's players down there, I think, given the opportunity and given the chance and given a run at it, have a chance. And they're the ones we'll be looking at.
And there's only one way to find out, I suppose.
Yeah, get them involved with a trainer. I think you find out with a trainer how they react in training to start with, how they react with the players who have played and worked at this level.
For senior players who are already in the squad, and you already know very well, I mean, been here for the time you've been here, with seven or eight games to go, for those who are like come to the end of contracts and things like that, is it a case of, you know, they can give the manager a nudge or the club a nudge about getting a new contract, or do you already know them well enough?
No, I think there's a group of players, a very good group of players who've been the backbone of this football club for quite a few years, and they're players that, you know, you'd want to keep round just because of their attitudes and their commitment and their love for the football club. And they're important players. As you try and build along the way and move things forward, it's important that you don't lose that structure. And they understand and realise and appreciate what this club's all about, and it's nice to keep one or two of them around.
It's quite unusual, though. Most clubs don't have many players around anymore who've been here for longer than 3 or 4 years. You've got several.
No, we've got a good group of players who've been here for a while, and you know, they like, as I've just said, they understand the football club, they respect the football club, and they've done exceptionally well for the football club. You know, obviously I want to make changes in the summer. I think it's important that we do that. It's important that we get, you know, younger players in. We've got to make the group a little bit younger. But when I say the group, I still want to keep the backbone and the structure together of the players who have, again, done really well this year for us.
So you've got some targets left other than 40 points?
Yeah, we have. But let's get the 40 in, and I'll tell you the next tag.
Then you'll tell, we'll ask you. all right. Whenever you have an international break, you're always looking for players to come back. How are they looking, those who come back?
Yeah, the disappointment is that we haven't seen Cess. So Cess has turned up this morning, apparently, for the first time, which is a disappointment for us because, you know, you want all your players back. You know, Solomon played one game, was back in on Tuesday and training Tuesday, and he's come from the other side of the planet. So it's disappointing that Cess has not turned up. But I haven't spoke to Cess, so, you know, let me speak to him and then we'll go from there.
But those who are here are all OK?
Yeah, they've been fine. you know, McCauley, Evans, all the ones, Chester, who's been to Ukraine and all, they've all turned up, they're fine, they're ready to go, and they've trained really well, which has been good.
And otherwise, injury-wise, you were as you were before, eh?
Yeah, Morrison, obviously, is still not involved with the group. So, yeah, everyone's worked hard, trained well, and we're looking forward to the game. I hope they're looking forward to the game. We've 48,000 now. We know how difficult this is going to be. We just hope and pray that we can put a performance in.
Best liveliest Roker Park, wasn't it? I bet you loved it there.
Roker Park was a wonderful atmosphere. And I think the stadium will light when they're all in there, and it'll be like that tomorrow when they go in. It's another wonderful, wonderful football ground to be at. And we're taking 2,000 people tomorrow. We've put buses on, 48 buses. So it'll be lovely for those supporters, you know, to go up. It's a fantastic stadium. It's a hotbed of football up there. And they're very, very focal. So, you know, it's a great day out for our supporters. So I just hope the players can put a performance in for them.